Can you go a whole month without using any plastic? Well, that's the challenge issued by the Plastic Free Foundation, a nonprofit based in Australia. This month, they're calling on people all over the world to avoid single-use plastics. About a quarter of those plastics will end up as litter, according to Oxford University's Our World in Data, and also take anywhere from 20 years to even as long as centuries to decompose. NPR producer Claire Murashima is accepting the Plastic Free Challenge. She's planning to go without it for just a week, starting tomorrow, and she joins us now to talk about it. Claire, it's the first time hearing of Plastic Free July, so where did this idea come from?
Yeah, it was started by an Australian woman named Rebecca Prince-Ruiz, and she toured a recycling facility in her town in Western Australia in 2011, and she was just amazed by the amount of plastic that was going through the facility. So she challenged some of her coworkers and friends to cut out plastic for the next month.
One whole month plastic free. How did that go?
She found a few unexpected benefits. Like, it just helped her slow down her life. For example, instead of getting to-go coffee and drinking it while she was commuting to work, she would sit at a cafe and be more mindful of the coffee that she was drinking. And instead of buying garlic bread at the store like she used to do, she would make it with her son. And she found, you know, having more quality time was good. Here's how she put it.
I think plastic, in some ways, it's a symbol of how busy we've become, of the throwaway society that we've become.
Today, Prince-Ruiz estimates that millions of people take part in Plastic Free July.
Wow. I was pretty amazed when I read the stat from Our World in Data that Americans, on average, use 5 pounds of plastic a week. I'm looking around at myself, Claire. I mean, I probably use that much in a week, too. So I think I might do it unconsciously because plastic is pretty much everywhere. So how are you preparing for this challenge?
It's certainly going to be a large adjustment for me and my lifestyle. Basically, my goal is not to buy any new plastic things. So when I go to the grocery store, I'm going to bring my own containers and go in the bulk section. I plan to completely cut out my food delivery habit. And when it's impossible to avoid buying a plastic thing, like food wrapped in plastic, I will try to make that food myself. I'm thinking here about my cheese stick habit, A. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I eat at least one mozzarella stick per day. It's great. 7 grams of protein, and they're wrapped in plastic. So I'm going to try to attempt to make my own cheese sticks as well as granola bars.
Claire, I will be very proud of you if you can pull off making your own cheese. Now, did Rebecca Prince-Ruiz give you any tips on how to have a successful plastic-free week?
Yes, always have reusable containers nearby. She also told me not to do this challenge alone. So I've enlisted the help of a few friends, as well as my mom and dad, and maybe A. Martinez, Morning Edition host. And if this is your first time doing Plastic Free July, she says don't try to do everything at once.
Now, can you think of any situations in which it might be kind of impossible to avoid plastic? Because there's probably some, at least a few out there.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not impossible, but certainly a challenge. For example, I'm thinking about filling prescriptions, bringing a mason jar to my pharmacist and just asking if they can do it in there. They might do it, they might not. Stay tuned to find out.
All right, so will you come back in a week and tell us how you did?
Absolutely. And in the event that I do consume any new plastic, I'll bring it to the studio so we can do a little plastic audit of how much I consumed.
That is NPR's Claire Plastic-Free Murashima about to embark on a plastic-free week. Claire, good luck.
Thanks, A.